Yeah, that's neat. There's not too many young ladies that are into the ham radio. I know that. It's pretty funny when I'm on HF and chasing the POTA. You'll hear a woman on there, and every time I look her up on QRZ, her voice does not match. Sounds like it's, you know, a young to middle-aged woman, and you look, and she's like, you know, 60, 70, and it's like, wow, your voice does not match.
Yeah, it's all good. Before the cell phone, when the cell phone started getting popular, I'll never forget, I was in Maryland, and I was at a store that sold Cellular One, those backpack cell phones, Cellular One. And I told that man in that store, I said, ain't nowhere in the world I get a cell phone. It's too expensive. I'll never own one of them. And that man told me, I'll never forget what that old man told me. He said, sir, there's going to be a day when everybody's going to have a telephone in their pocket or something. I said, I thought that was crazy. Not me. Not as expensive as these things are. And, well, there you go. When they came out, I'll never forget. I got my first cell phone just the year of 9/11. 9/11 was September, and I got mine in August, the month before that. And boy, and had no idea how cheap it would be to have a cell phone.